Farmers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
Sunday, the Packers did what they usually do, beat the Lions for the 23rd straight time on Wisconsin soil. But there's more to it than just another win over a familiar foe.
In a defensive struggle between two of the oldest rivals in the NFL, the Packers were able to get past the Lions because they made a couple of big plays. And the Lions did not have their biggest playmaker, All-Pro wide receiver Calvin Johnson, who is a late scratch due to a knee injury. The first major play, midway through third quarter, first and 10 from the Green Bay 11-yard line, Randall Cobb's marvelous 67-yard run. While that burst only led to a field goal, one of a club record tying five Mason Crosby field goals on the day, that play changed the complexion of the game. One series later, Rodgers' 83-yard touchdown bomb to James Jones pretty much put the contest away. While the Lions did not have Megatron, they did have all-purpose running back Reggie Bush, who came in averaging 144 yards a game from scrimmage. The Packers were spot-on defensively, holding Bush to 44 yards rushing on 13 carries and 25 yards on four receptions. The run defense has been salty all season for the Packers. And once again, the Packers' offense ran the ball effectively. 180 yards on 33 attempts. Rookie Eddie Lacy grinding out 99 yards on 23 carries. It may be old school, but I think it still applies today. In the NFL, if you can run the football and stop the run, you have a great chance of winning a lot of games, either home or, as they will be this week, away.
Earlier this season, before the Cincinnati game, Aaron Rodgers told me, "We've got to win one of these tough road games." They weren't able to get it done against the Bengals, and this week they get another opportunity to win a tough road game against the world champion Ravens in Baltimore. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.